Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Good morning. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Sue.
We are Tangents, and we are one of the programs on the Quilted Bananas radio program on Access Radio 106.1 FM. We're on the air thanks to the Royal Foundation, who support us on our broadcasting fees, and to Access Radio themselves for putting this platform, having this platform out here. This morning, we've got some interviews with people, just Fox Pop interviews from people who attended the pop-up parade yesterday, or the pop-up protest march, about the proposed legislation on the definitions of men and women.
Now! Trans rights now.
I am Sky. I'm 5 months into my transition.
Yeah.
I came along and support my community, not just my community, but communities overseas as well.
That was Sautra Richardson. Actually, I should have checked how to pronounce the name, who I think is Irish. The song was Alone. And we'll continue with the tale of the trans rights protest yesterday.
Never-ending, eternal, again and again. Just a matter of time till the lines intersect. Trickle down in a spiral, I just wanna forget.
Proposed legislation on the definitions of men and women that's currently in. So it's between the first reading has happened. The Labour, Greens, Te Pāti Māori voted against it, but all three of the government parties, National and ACT and New Zealand First, voted for it. So it now goes into select committee, and we have the window for putting through the submissions. So I think that closes towards the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't written a submission, I encourage you to write one. It doesn't have to be huge. They can be quite simple. Don't copy someone else's, or if you do, reword it, because what will happen is they will probably be machine read, and it will just say this one came twice. The other thing that I think you said that someone had talked about about not assuming that the three parties that opposed it at the first reading will still stay in that place for the second, or that they might need some encouragement to oppose it.
Yeah, my impression, I guess, was that National had supported its introduction to gain feedback from the public. And just an amendment as well, Sue, is that the closing date for submissions is 11:59 p.m. on Thursday the 2nd of July, if people are interested in putting in a submission. There are certainly guides on the legislation out there if people are interested, to kind of find out more about it so that they can then craft their own submission. There are submission writing parties out there if people want to join them. Have a look on Insta and Facebook to find when your friends are all getting together to do it, or if you want to do it solo, just have a look online, and there's the on parliament.nz website.
I think that this is probably less needed now than it was a year ago, because we've all been writing submissions left, right and centre over the last few months. But for a submission, all you need to say really is that you oppose it. So that's if that is your position. Mm-hmm. So it's helpful to say that explicitly, and it's, I think it is actually helpful to say what the reasons are, but even if you haven't got time to write anything long or very considered about that, just stating your opposition is helpful.
Yeah, and it says here only your name or organisation's name is required on the submission.
Yeah.
And keep your contact details separate, as if they're included on the submission, they'll become publicly available when the submission's released.
The other thing is to not put anything abusive in there, because this particular government seemed to be quite tender souls. The things that they expect women and queer politicians and Māori politicians to put up with, they're not happy to put up with themselves. So keep it polite is an important component.
Yeah, so I just see it really as a massive distraction from the issues that the country should actually be focusing on. Piles onto shooting down onto the most vulnerable New Zealanders. And, query whether any MP supporting this bill has ever had the absolute delight of knowing, loving, connecting with a trans person, because these arguments are utterly divorced from reality in every single way.
As well.
My thoughts on the bill are that it is very clearly a the opposite of virtue signalling, I think. And is clearly an import of cultural nonsense from overseas, and it's kind of sad that it's even been taken this far in New Zealand. It's very disappointing. The rally, I think, is an amazing. It's the nationwide series of protests all set for this day, and I think, judging from the media that I've seen, the ones up north in Auckland were spectacular. The one here was spectacular. I managed to look at it from a high vantage point at one point, and there are thousands of people there. It was great to see, and there were no counter protesters, which was even greater to see.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah.
I arrived in Aotearoa about a year ago because there was so much similar legislation to this that I felt like my family and I weren't safe anymore in the United States, and so it's really disheartening to see a bill like this move through. But it's gorgeous to be in a huge crowd today of people who very clearly don't support this, and I have to believe that we are the segment of the population that is the majority, and it is hard when people who hate the most are often the loudest, but this was so loud, so queer, so beautiful today, and I feel really heartened by what happened here today. So,
I want to say in December of 2024, I woke up and read like almost the exact same piece of legislation in the U.S. And knew that I had to leave the country because I wouldn't be safe and my family wouldn't be safe. And so here we are, and it was, pretty scary to read this same piece of legislation, essentially, here. And it is also my hope that we will overcome it, and that there are more people here who are against this bill than are for it.
We've got quite a covert, I think, that Agenda 2025 that the Americans had that was quite open. I think that's running in a covert kind of way here. So hopefully.
Yeah, it's my hope that it will be overturned here and that people can see that it's inhumane.
Thank you.
Yeah, so those were a few vox pop from people at the protest yesterday and a couple of people who were sort of observing from a vantage point up in the library where they could just see the size of it, and it was not a small protest. It's kind of funny that Winston Peters thought that he's onto a, you know, onto a winner when he says, oh, they don't know which flag to use, whether to use the rainbow flag or the Palestinian flag or the Māori flags. It's like, yeah, it's the whole theme of oppression tends to appeal to some and to bring out the protests in others. So the last song was Running With Scissors. It's by Cave Town. And this song is Feminist Housewives, Bitch and Animal. I'll remember to turn everything on this time. Here we go.
This is the story of Betty and Sue, two women who left their husbands for each other. A 1, 2, 3, and... I was watching Oprah yesterday, and Gloria Steinem came on to say...
Gloria Steinem? Who's Gloria Steinem?
Gloria Steinem's a famous feminist. She says there's no separation between housewife and feminist. She says you can be a housewife and a feminist.
Really?
All you housewives can be famous feminists just like me. Now I am cooking the veggies and valuing myself. Cooking the veggies and valuing myself. Cooking the veggies and valuing myself. Gloria, where have you been?
Where have you been?
You've become my inspiration. Listening to Jim.
Get out of the way of the game. Where's my dinner?
Gloria, please save me now.
Save me now.
I need to free myself. Please tell me how.
Free myself.
I am becoming a coward. Gloria Steinem, where are you now?
Gloria Steinem? Wait a minute. I heard on public radio that Gloria Steinem was going to be speaking at a rally for women's rights in Washington, D.C.
Gloria, Gloria, I'm buying my ticket today.
Her at the rally in Washington. I'm gonna find her at the rally in Washington. I can't wait for the rally
in Washington. Shit, Sue, what am I gonna tell Jim?
Well, tell him you're on a business trip.
Business trip? Sue, I'm a housewife.
All right. Tell him you were abducted by a strange group of aliens.
No, see, he watches the X-Files.
They took a specimen out of your left breast. They planted it in Washington, D.C., and now you gotta go there to rediscover a part of yourself.
Rally? Women's rights? Who the hell do you think you are?
My name is Betty.
And my name is Sue.
And there's a lot of things we can do. 'Cause we are the wannabe feminist housewives.
Yeah,
we are gonna be feminist housewives.
See you later, Jim. I'm going to the rally in Washington.
Well, that was 5 years ago today. I said, Herb, you can take your SUV and shove it up your ass. Me and Betty, we're hitting the road. I'm switching out of wife mode. I don't know, Herb. It's not like I got anything against you. It's just, well, you're not really my type, Herb. Look, look. There's no need to argue, okay? This is goodbye, Herb. And Herb, I'll try not to slam the door on my way out, okay? And try not to choke from the dust coming from my heels, Herb. Oh, and Herb, don't forget to feed olive oil, okay?
Buy olive oil.
Meow. And then suddenly, Betty and I were free. To imagine what happened in that car on that road to that rally in Washington, D.C., right? Some people say that it was destiny that Betty and I got in that car and got on that road to go to that rally. Some people say that a band of angels guided our car down that road. I don't know. It was something about the moon or the way her skin mixed with the vinyl. Realize that
Sue,
I've been lusting after her for 4 years now.
I've been lusting after
Betty. I've been lusting after you for 4 years now.
For 4 years now.
Oh my God, Betty.
I've been lusting after you
for 4 years now. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh
my
God.
I'm a
dyke.
I'm a dyke. I'm a dyke.
I'm a dyke.
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 We're great moms.
To your submission, you can do that, so just state that clearly in your submission.
Yeah.
On the parliament.nz site, it does give you the opportunity, although there's information elsewhere as well, obviously, about what's in the bill. There's links there to what's been said in parliament already about the bill and to read the full content as well. So definitely worth doing. But yeah, it was I was at the rally in Civic Square yesterday morning, and yesterday lunchtime, I should say. It was fantastic being amongst such a big group of people who are opposing this bill, and particularly it's been a long time since Civic Square was kind of a rallying place, with it having been closed, with the Central Library being closed and all the other work happening in Tanako Civic Square at the moment.
Yeah.
So no, I think we filled the space, so that was lovely. and easy access from the Central Library because you could walk out the back door onto Civic Square. But no, lots of people there, and gosh, the speakers were just wonderful. They kind of went through, they all talked about their own positions on it, and were rallying in terms of, you know, what it would actually mean in terms of not only for trans people, but also for other people in the community as well, you know, because there are spin-off effects as well, obviously, to, you know, potentially for reproductive rights as well. And it's not a bill as well that just is in relation to transgender people. It's also in relation to intersex people and takatāpui. And, yeah, it just has long tentacles as well in terms of what this will mean to have these definitions enshrined in legislation. Yeah.
Yeah, this... now, I think a court case has gone through in the UK. A court case has gone through in the UK where the Supreme Court in the UK has made that definition. So that happened fairly recently. It'll be interesting to see whether, you know, putting it up as a piece of legislation that hopefully gets thrown out undermines any approach in that way. I think those tentacles, really the consequences of those are not well known, especially with it going into legislation, that it may be that every piece of legislation then has to have a once over for what does this mean. I think it's been taken in the UK as removing access to toilets. So there will be movement consequences as well, because passports will be are likely to become problematic, and identity in general is likely to become problematic.
Mm-hmm. But gosh, it was, you know, in terms of the speakers yesterday afternoon, Emily Wright spoke in terms of, you know, the impact of the bill, and also teens as well came up and spoke. A couple of people stood up and spoke about how, you know, at the moment, one of them said that they had to hide who they were at school, but they really want to kind of continue on their identity journey, and they were just really worried about what would happen in terms of the bill becoming law. So, and I think, to my mind anyway, it was also about, you know, because there were a huge range of ages in Civic Square, from people, you know, I'd say up to their 80s and 90s maybe. Yep. Even, but also children and teens as well, and the teens were leading the chants as we were walking along, which was amazing. I made a wee recording of the chant, which Sue has, and it made me think, well, hopefully people will take this as an urge to register to vote if they're not already, and also to actually vote in the election at the end of the year, or make their views known as well in the lead up to the election, as the kind of town halls and community meetings start happening with representatives as well too. Yeah. So,
And it's worth reminding all the MPs and candidates that there's a large and supportive community of your intersex and trans communities in New Zealand, and those have, you know, within Māori culture that and within island culture, they're groups who are respected and part of the community. So it's a little bit different from the UK monocultural world. one of the things that was being handed out was Trends Coffee, so flyers for Trends Coffee. We're hosting pop-up cafes where anyone can stop by for a free coffee and a chat. We're seeking volunteers. I want to expose the Straits to our beautiful Trends community, breaking down barriers and building community support. That's that simple. So that's trendscoffee.nz. They're looking for volunteers and they're looking for some financial support to help with that, running those events.
Excellent.
Have you got some books for us, Fiona?
I have got some books for you. Okay, I'd like to point out some events that are happening around the city coming up.
Mm.
So one of the books that I'm most keen to read at the moment is this book called Ollie in Between. Now, it's a book that's every year the American Library Association awards Stonewall Book Awards, and this is one of the Ollie in Between is one of the ones that's been by Jess Callens, has been awarded an honour book for this current year, and it was an New York Public Library Best Book of 2025 as well, and it just seems to be a lovely, lovely book. And so you can get it as an ebook through Wellington City Libraries if you're a member of there, once I've returned it, because I think there's only just one copy at the moment. But yeah, the blurb here reads, in his debut, Jess Callens delivers a tender, queer, coming-of-age story about finding your voice and choosing to live authentically, even when it's easier to blend in. Puberty, a.k.a. the ultimate biological predator, is driving a wedge between soon-to-be 13-year-old Ollie Thompson and their lifelong friends. Too much of a girl for their neighbourhood hockey team, but not girly enough for their boy-crazed BFF. Ollie doesn't know where they fit, and their usual ability to camouflage woefully disrupted by all the changes around them. And when a school project asks them to write an essay on what it means to be a woman, if anyone's got an answer, that'd be great. In brackets, it says, and one of their new friends is the target of bullying, Ollie is caught between the safety of fleeing from their own differences or confronting the risks of fighting to take their own path forward. And one of the praises for Ollie in Between has been an empathetic exploration of identity that will resonate with young readers carving out their own definition of self, infused with equal amounts of serious topical conversation and gently humorous observation. Ollie in Between is a middle grade classic in the making. So that's very cool, this book. So look out for that. A couple of the other ones that I haven't read yet, but I've spotted that are out there, is a new one, and I'll just bring that up. It is called I, Vera, and it is one of a series of biographies by a woman called Miranda Seymour. And so this biography is actually about Vera Gedroitz, who was a towering, sweet-faced lesbian princess, it says here, an ardent supporter of workers' rights, who regularly performed true medical miracles of surgery. On the one hand, she even frog-marched an inquisitive Rasputin out of a ward for wounded officers, and while working for César Roux at the world's best known medical institute in Lausanne, Vera became the world's first woman surgeon. There's great reviews of this online, I should say. It is on hold for, but you can join the list for it. So Vera, not long after becoming the world's woman surgeon, was appointed by the doomed Tsarina in Russia to teach the women of the Romanov family how to be nurses. And in 1919, Vera was sent to Kiev, where her hospital reforms, innovative work and academic papers, crowned an extraordinary career. And during the troubled 1920s and times of extreme danger, she completed a remarkable series of memoirs. And so this just looks fantastic. And some years later, after after the war. Vera and her widowed lover, Countess Maria Nimrod, were seized in the middle of the night and taken away at gunpoint during the Soviet purge of scientific intellectuals. So this is, it just sounds like a roller coaster of a life, basically, this book. So that is I, Vera by Miranda Seymour. On the subtitle of it is The Many Lives of Vera Gedroyt's Radical Princess. So look out for that. A couple of other ones. There's one called Wretch that looks really good. Eric by Eric LaRocca. From rising horror star and award-winning author of Things Have Gotten Worse Since We Last Spoke and Other Misfortunes, comes a nightmarish, haunting, tech, gothic thrill ride about sorrow, memory, and the unabashed complexity of love as a transgressive act. After his husband dies, Simeon Link finds himself overcome with grief and seeking comfort in an unusual support group called the Wretches, who offer an addictive and dangerous source of relief. They introduce Simeon to a curious figure known as Porcelain Core, a man with the ability to let those who are grieving have one last intimate moment with their beloved for a price. So, and then it says, hallucinatory, fiendish and destructively beautiful, Wretch transports us to a world where not everything is as it seems, and those we love may be the ones who haunt us most. So three quite different books there. The one, that, the copy that I've got at the moment is from Upper Hutt Public Library. So if you live there, their collections have just joined the SMART group of libraries, so anywhere in the region apart from Wellington City. And Wellington City has got a copy of this as well, I think. So that's Wretch, Eric LaRocca, if you are looking for something that's a little bit more on the thriller kind of gothic side. So yeah, so those are three books that I've certainly been looking at lately. I have a couple of others, but I'll leave those till next time we speak. So oh, I can't hear you.
I've been spending a bit of time kind of rebuilding my collection of particularly Wellington speculative writers. Yes, when timing is right, we might talk to some of them or steer them off for someone else to talk to them, because we have quite a collection in Wellington that come on and off.
We do. And actually, I did see a little sneak peek the other day of Pip Adams' new book that I think is having its launch sometime soon. I can't recall exactly when it is. I think it's called Krieg, but I am just looking it up because it's just off the top of my head. Kluge, Kluge. And Pip spoke to us a little bit about that in the last interview that she did with Sue and I. Looking forward to that, and hopefully we might see if we can ask her to come on the show again with us and talk about it.
Yeah, she's always an entertaining interviewee, isn't she?
Definitely, yeah.
Well, I'm up here higher than God.
So we have had from Feminist Housewives was before that song was fantastic, King Princess. We've got the last segment of the program that I recorded with Fiona yesterday. So sorry about the rough edits; it was a bit of a rush, and. And possible time slips between me talking about today and Fiona talking about yesterday. That event was pretty much nationwide yesterday, and we'll all be writing like mad today. That was a surprise. Let me just stop that. Start this one.
A base in libraries as well, but... they hopefully in areas that you're close to being able to get to. So the first one that I want to talk about is the one that's on this afternoon, which is a special event to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Homosexual Law Reform Act 1986. It's called Activists, Allies and Beyond, and it's a panel discussion that's going to take part at Te Matapihi ki Te Aonui Central Library. In the second floor room known as Ngā Pou Ruahine. So it's the one, the beautiful room with the beautiful paintings in it, up on the second floor at the Central Library at 65 Victoria Street. So it's a free event celebrating the 40th anniversary. There's going to be Trevor Mallard, Linda Evans, Bill Logan, Onje Bond, and the host of it is going to be Gareth Watkins. It's going to be a panel discussion exploring the social and political climate and the long history of community activism that contributed to the landmark 1986 reform passing through Parliament. And the panel is going to discuss the political processes behind the bill, the community campaigns that emerged during a deeply divisive period in New Zealand's history. And we'll hear about the personal impacts this has had on members of the Rainbow community, the resulting legacies of the reform, and the ways it continues to shape the lives and rights of queer women in Aotearoa today. And I'm going to be out of town for it. I'm really disappointed that I can't be there. I am hoping that it is going to be recorded. So, if you have a look at the library website, that's wcl.gov.nz, you'll see a story with people who possibly need no introduction. Linda Evans, who was previously on Wellington Lesbian Radio, one of the founding members of Wellington Lesbian Radio. Also got Bill Logan, Onje Bond, who is a recent master's graduate in museum and heritage studies, interested in the queer history of Aotearoa, and Gareth Watkins from Pride and Centre himself. So, yeah, definitely something that I think will be really worthwhile. So that event is happening at 2 to 3 p.m. It is in the afternoon. So, yep, head along there. So one of the other events that sounds like it's going to be amazing is the Queer Book Club with Emily Wrights, and that's going to be at Masterton Library, and it will be on June the 19th, so next Friday night from 6 o'clock to 8 p.m. And yeah, it's going to be a vibrant evening celebrating favourite rainbow reads, hosted by perennial favourite Emily Wrights, that's what it says here. Discover new stories, share the books you love, and connect with fellow readers in a welcoming space. There'll be plenty of rainbow reads available to borrow, and if they've got a great display for out on the shelves, do make sure that you tell them. Now, just for that that Emily Wrights event in Masterton, it is ages 16 plus welcome, and you can register online through their Facebook page or through their website if you're listening in from Masterton. Out on the Shelves is a month-long event happening in libraries and schools throughout Aotearoa, and there are displays of tamariki and rangatahi in each of our libraries. We're all, I say we because I'm a librarian, we're all competing to for the best display of Aotearoa. There's first, second and third. I think Wellington City Libraries came second at one point, which is amazing, and for a one of the displays that we did. But alongside the Out on the Shelves, there are also events happening as well. And if you're not sure about Out on the Shelves, it's run by Inside Out every year, an awareness campaign where schools and libraries can basically promote LGBTQIA books for in their collections, or either digital or print, I should say, and just really encourage reading. And gosh, we all need to do that. And so some of the you can also record your reading through online reading challenges. And so there are things such as there's rainbow dress-up story times. If you've got tamariki in your whānau, take them along. They're in different places around Wellington City and also in the other areas as well. Rainbow baby rock and rhyme. We've got there's craft to school with pride, scene making, friendship bracelets, Let's Go Lego, and writing workshops as well that are happening too. So I can see here that for Wellington City Libraries, there are writing workshops happening that you can register to go along, basically, and scene making. And also you can design your own pronoun pin as well. And yeah. So there's all kinds of different things happening in the different libraries. So definitely lots to look up. I know that there are beautiful displays in Hutt City Libraries for their books as well. And the other thing too, if you're an adult and you haven't recently read young adult fiction or books for rangatahi, there's some amazing books out there to read. And you don't feel put off because it's a YA book. Certainly there's some amazing books in young adult, and also for kids, just like the book that I mentioned before in the for preteens. Yeah,
yeah, there's some really good YA books around. Oh, it's just I might intersperse this back in. Also on the 40th anniversary, there's a YouTube that's called, so the title is Top Twins, This Is About Who You Love, Untouchable Girls 2009. So, of course, we lost Jules Top recently, and this video is a bit about Top Twins, but it's got a substantial content about that, about the efforts that were needed to get the homosexual law reform passed, and it has Helen Clark speaking about how important it was to have the Top Twins' visibility and presence, and just how beloved they were by the country, was how important that was to getting that passed. So it's a only short, about a minute long, but a really interesting snippet of the time.
It sounds amazing.
So Fiona,
mm-hmm.
This is about time to sign off for Tangents. Our thanks to the Peter Rule Foundation.
The program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.